This is stupid. Obama changed his name. 11th of January 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for our news. Washington, D.C. Senator Barack Obama, Democrat of Illinois, announced yesterday during a press conference that his petition to change his name has been granted, and that henceforth he will be known as Benny Jett. Senator Jett said, quote, Barack sounds like a military housing facility, and Obama sounds too much like Osama, as in Bin Laden. I don't want to be associated with either the military or the Al-Qaeda leader. I want to be associated with peace and joy, unquote. The junior senator has presidential ambitions, insiders claim, and the former cocaine freak wants to maintain his squeaky clean image. Jett said, citing the successful campaign of President Bush, quote, the public doesn't care about candidates who abuse drugs. Talking about President Bush, a known DUI offender, unquote. Cocaine use is tolerable, as the mayor of Washington, D.C., Marion Barry, proved when, despite his arrest and imprisonment on cocaine charges, he was subsequently reelected to the city's highest office. However, American people, Jett contends, quote, are not as forgiving of men who have worn their country's uniform and are not too fond of Osama either, unquote. It's best to steer clear of both the U.S. military and Osama bin Laden, Jett says, quote, because they're both violent killers, unquote. Jett chose the name Benny because, quote, it has a biblical ring to it, unquote. And he selected Jett because Jett with one T means black. Jett capitalized with two T's may remind people of the feel-good song Benny and the Jets. I hope the feel-good feeling transfers to me, so people will feel good about Senator Benny Jett, unquote. A lot can ride on a name, the senator contends. Quote, would John Wayne have been popular if he'd gone by his real name, Marion Michael Morrison? No more than would Roy Scherer, better known as Rock Hudson, or Norma Jean Baker, whom Americans knew and loved as Marilyn Monroe. It's all in the name. Barack Obama would have been a loser, but Benny Jett's going to be a winner in 2008, unquote. Told of Jett's prediction, Senator Hillary Clinton, who sometimes also goes by Rodham, replied, quote, we'll just see about that. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.